The Gemara middle of Yeralf Mavez wants to say that the Machlaikas Rabban Shmuel of cutting it is considered Nasiya is the Machlaikas Tanoim that we find later on. That the Mishnah says that if you have more berries than leaves by a hadas, it's possible. But if you decrease it to make it that there's not more berries than leaves, it's kosher, but you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Let's say a person violated the Isra of doing it on Yom Tov and he did it on Yom Tov. So it's Machlaikas of Shimba Yoy Tzadik and the Chacham. Shimba Yoy Tzadik said it's possible, Chacham said kosher. So the Gemara says, so Ruah, we thought that everyone held Luluv Tzarech Eged, therefore it's Shaykh and Asiyah by Luluv. Number one. Number two, we learn that Hilchas Lulav from Hilchas Sukkah. And by Sukkah it says Tasa Velemina Asui, that it has to be Velemina Asui. That applies by Lulav as well. So what's the Machlaikas? The Machlaikas is, Zazin Gemara, whether Lakita, plucking it, is considered Nasiya. The one who says it's kosher says it's considered Nasiya and therefore it's okay. The one who says it's possible says no, it's not considered Nasiya and therefore it's the problem of Tasa Velemina Asui. Zazin Gemara, no. Really, everyone holds we do not say by Sukkah Katsitsasan Zuyas Yasan. Aye, so what's the machlekes? The machlekes is whether you should learn out from Lulav from Sukkah. The one who says this kosher says we don't learn out the halachas of Lulav from Sukkah. And the one who says this possible says we do learn out the halachas of Lulav from Sukkah, and therefore there's a problem of Tasa, Balaiman also. Another Torah the Gemara suggests, if we held Lulav Tzarech Eged, really everyone would hold we don't learn out Lulav from Sukkah. The machlekes over here is whether Lulav Tzarech Eged or not. The one who says kosher holds Lulav in Tzarech Eged, holds Lulav. And this machlekes of whether lulav tzarech eged is like a different machlekes tanan. We have machlekes Yehuda and the Chacham whether the Chacham say it could be tied up or not tied up. Yehuda says it has to be agud, and the reason that Yehuda says it has to be agud is because he learns if zera shavat lekicha lekicha magudas ezev. It says over there lekach magudas ezev has to be bound up. So to here it says lekach lechemi evarish and the lulav has to be bound up. So who is this brisa going like the following brisa that says lulav? It's a mitzvah to do it, but if you didn't do it, it's kosher. So if it's Rabbi Yehuda, if you didn't do it, it shouldn't be kosher. If it's Rabbanon, why is it a mitzvah? So it's a Gemara. It's a Rabbanon, and the reason why it's a mitzvah is because Akelavam to do it the hasnei lafan of a mitzvah do it in a hidder way. Then the Gemara continues talking at the end of the mission. It says. And he has mekavatuma. The Gemara wants to know where do we get this from that it can't be mekavatuma and it has to grow from the ground. So Rish Lakish says, and learn up from the pasuk says, the adi alam in the it's a cloud, a mist comes up from the ground, just like a cloud. It's not mekavatuma, and it comes from the ground because it's coming up from the ground from the the evaporation. So to sukkah also has to be coming from the ground. The Gemara says that's only good according to the mandama that hold that we're commemorating the Anani HaKavod. But if they, according to the mandama that it was real sukkahs that we're commemorating, so what's your raya from there? We bring down that machlekes of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, whether it was sukkahs mamish or it was Anani HaKavod. What do we say according to Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Dimi says in Rabbi Yechanan, the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkahs Tas L'cha, make sukkahs. So we are making a hekesh between the chag, which is the chagiga, to sukkah. Just like the chagiga is something which is not makabal tumah, because a live animal is not makabal tumah and it grows from the ground, because the vegetation is the food for the animal. So to sukkah is something that grows from the ground, and it's not makabal tumah. For the Gemara, if that's the case, let's learn out that just like chagiga is balei chayim, so to sukkah should be kosher with balei chayim. Maybe even, the skins of the animal are going to be okay. So Ravin says in the name of Yechim, the pasuk says, Ba'asuchami garnucham yekvecho, talking about the time of sukkah is at the time when you're gathering it in. We darshan that it's talking about soilus of the garin that you're going to use for your sukkah. In fact, the Gemara maybe is referring to the garin itself, the food itself, and the grapes itself. So Rav Zeir says no, it can't be because it says yekef, which is referring to wine. You can't use wine; it's a liquid. In fact, Rav Yirmiyah, maybe it's wine that's congealed, like the kevin schneer that you could be mesachik with. So the Gemara says. Ends up saying, Vashi says no, because it says migarncha from the garen, but not the garen itself. From the yikvecha, but not the yakev itself, so it can't be that case. That can't be what the pasuk is referring to. Because they had another pasuk from Ezra where he said, go out to the field or to the mountain and bring the leaves of the olives, the leaf from the different things to use for schach, to use for lulav, different kinds of hadas, etc. Fine. It says the Mishnah, you bathe them with olive, I have bundles of straw or wood, etc. I can't use it for schach, but if you bound them up, you could use it for schach. Then everything is kosher for walls, no problems for walls. Rabbi Yaakov says that I heard from Rabbi Yechanan two things. One is this halacha of bundles, and one is the case of digging out a haystack. One of them was puzzle because of Xeris. I'd say we're concerned that you might come to use things that were left there from originally. It'll be a problem of Tas Lemon Asui, but even though now it's not a problem of Tas Lemon Asui, and one of them is possible because of Tas Lemon Asui. I'm not sure which one is which. The Gemara of Yirmiyah says, let's see, because Yechanan himself said Why does the Mishnah say that bundles are pasul? Because there will be times that a person will come from the field and put it on top, and then later on decide to use it for schach. And there's a problem of tassel menasa. So over here you see the problem is because of gzeiras oitzer, because we're afraid that if someone does that, someone else might come to do the other one. So the case of the gadish must be a problem of tassel menasa. And the Gemara says Rabbi Yaakov didn't know this memra. Okay, fine. Now Rashi says, but both of them have, both the case of bundles and the case of the haystack, they both have both concerns, Taslim and Asu and Xeris Eiser. It's just a question of what stage we're at. So the Gemara says he was medayikit because one of them says Ein Asukah, and one of them it says Ein Mesachir, which is Mashma, only with Rabbanan. Then the Gemara on Yubayz and Yubayz says Rabbi Yehuda Marav, is Mesachir with nail shafts of a, remember the way they made this, there was a shaft, a wooden shaft and a metal tip. There were two versions. One was that it was a male wooden part and a female metal shaft, and some that it was a female wooden shaft and a male iron point. So if a person used male wooden shafts, kosher, but the nekevis, the female ones, are pasul because it's a clay kibbutz. In fact, the Gemara is pashut. So the Gemara says the first part, I would pashut, the reason why I would think that I can't use the male ones because maybe someone's going to come to use the female ones, kamashon, we don't make that zero. And the reason why it's a chiddush to say that nekevis are kosher because I would think that it's a clay kibbutz, a receptacle that's made to be filled. It's not considered a clay kibbutz, kamashon, that it's still pasul. Then we have Rabbi Rachana says the name of Yechanan, if I use bundles of flax. So there's three stages. There's unprocessed, which are the processed, anisei pishin are processed, it's pasul. Hutznei pishin are completely unprocessed, it's kshera. And hushni is partially processed, and he's not sure what the halacha is, and he's not even sure what's considered hushni. Is it that when it's beaten, but it's not combed, it's considered hushni, and therefore it's partially, but if I just soaked it, but you didn't beat it at all, then it's considered completely unprocessed. Or even if you just soak it, it's also considered hushni. So he's masupik. Okay, and we'll stop here on your days. 3 lines from the bottom.